This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between the Palestinian Islamic Jihad group and Israel has been announced. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza confirmed the deal had been made. However, rocket fire persisted after the deadline, leaving the deal in question. Shortly before the truce was to take hold, Israel reported a heavy burst of Palestinian rocket fire towards southern and central Israel, while Israel said it was striking targets inside Gaza. After the deadline, Israel reported additional rocket fire, and Israeli media said warplanes were responding. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turks will vote on Sunday in one of the most consequential elections in modern Turkey's 100-year history, which could unseat President Tayyip Erdogan after 20 years in power and halt his government's increasingly authoritarian path. The vote will decide not only who leads Turkey, a NATO member country of 85 million, but also how does government, where the economy is headed amid a deep cost of living crisis and the shape of its foreign policy, which has taken unpredictable turns. The European Union must speed up the supply of ammunition to Ukraine, EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said on Saturday.
In the Bakhmut area, where fighting continues, Ukraine needs about 1,000 shots of artillery per day. 1,000 per day just in Bakhmut.
Borrell said Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had told his EU counterparts at a meeting in Stockholm that Kyiv needed more support to defend itself against Russia's invasion. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Somalia's army told state media Saturday its forces killed 44 al-Shabaab militants a week after killing 67 militants, Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
Somali security forces have been conducting major operations against al-Shabaab since the start of the campaign last July. The government said in April that more than 3,000 al-Shabaab fighters have been killed since the start of the military campaign, which has been supported by troops from Djibouti, Ethiopia and Kenya, since those countries agreed in January to conduct joint military operations against al-Shabaab strongholds. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks at the Vatican on Saturday with Pope Francis, who said in late April the Holy See was involved in a peace mission to end the war with Russia. Zelensky, who was visiting Rome for the first time since war began, said he spoke with the Pope for about 40 minutes. At the start of the war, the Pope tried to take a balanced approach in hopes of being a mediator, but later began forcefully condemning Russia's actions, comparing them to some of the worst crimes against Ukraine during the Soviet era. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has landed in Berlin, according to a post on his Twitter feed, as the leader seeks to shore up support from key allies against Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader last visited Germany for the Munich Security Council in February last year, just before the war broke out. Germany, which is Europe's largest economy, faced criticism at the start of the war for what some called a hesitant response, but it has become one of Ukraine's biggest providers of financial and military assistance, ahead of other European powers like France. In the U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina, Democratic Governor Roy Cooper on Saturday vetoed a bill that would ban most abortions after 12 weeks, a move the Republican supermajority in the state legislature is expected to quickly override, allowing the bill to become law. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper signed paperwork at a rally on Saturday, vetoing a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks.
We now have a veto!
But the state legislature's Republican supermajority is expected to quickly override it. That would allow the bill to become law and dramatically narrow the current 20-week window for most procedures.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.